time for a minute of motivation with Miss Josie.
You should probably change that. It's not a minute today. It's a little longer.
Oh, boy. All right, let me get my chair.
A couple minutes of motivation this morning.
Let me get my pillow back
here. Miss Josie. So Audre Lorde. She's a brilliant woman. She was a poet. She was an activist. And she spoke for others when they couldn't find their voice. But she really wanted to encourage people and help them to stand up for themselves. And this is a quote from Miss Audre. When we speak, we are afraid our words will not be heard or welcomed. But when we are silent, we're still afraid. So it's better to speak. And I really liked that because we sometimes, and for some of us, it's most of the time, bottle up our emotions. And a lot of that stems from a fear of being vulnerable with other people, even people that are close to us. And out of this fear, we do this self-protective thing where we just bottle it all up. And when we dismiss our own feelings, that can ultimately impact our self-confidence and how we feel about ourselves. And over time, we start to feel that nobody cares about our needs or our desires or that our opinion or our voice doesn't matter because you're not telling people how you feel. So how can they respond to it if you're not expressing yourself? It'll cause you to feel stressed or depressed or anxious. And in some cases, you start to feel angry towards other people. You start to build this resentment, but they never even had a chance to react to how you're feeling because you didn't express it. So it impacts your mental health in a lot of negative ways when you don't express yourself. So it does take some practice expressing yourself. If you're not used to it, you start small. You focus on positive feelings, maybe. And every time you build that muscle, you can say things. You just say what you mean, okay? Like, I felt really loved when you cooked dinner the other night. I felt appreciated. I feel appreciative that you helped me out on Saturday. I feel happy when we do things like this together. All right? So you build that. You start saying things like that. Simple. Mm-hmm. And then you can graduate to expressing your neutral or disappointed feelings. Because a lot of times we don't want to express our negative feelings. And then you can say things like, sometimes I feel like you don't hear me, or I felt sad when you forgot about our plans, or I'm frustrated. I need to bring this topic up again. Now, the thing that you hear in these statements is they're all I statements. That's one of the important things that they teach you. You don't say, you always do this. You say, I feel this way when you do this. And the tendency to conceal our emotions is a deeply ingrained habit for a lot of us that we've developed over time. For a lot of us, it started in childhood, and it requires real diligence to break the cycle and begin expressing ourselves to others. So even though it might feel uncomfortable, it might feel disruptive or difficult, don't give up because the reward is worth the effort.